The evidence is clear, UN investigators say. ISIL extremists sought to destroy the Yazidi people, who they regarded as non-believers. The 400,000-strong ethnic community had its home in the Sinjar region of northern Iraq until it came under attack from ISIL, also known as ISIS, in August 2014. According to the UN Commission of Inquiry report, fighters moved in from the nearby Syria border and from Iraqi positions further south. Within days, the Yazidi people were dispersed, killed and surrounded. Men and teenage boys were shot, and women and young children were transferred to Syria, where they have been detained and sold as slaves. Heading the Commission of Inquiry is Paulo Pinheiro.
ISIS abuse of Yazidi men, women and children amounts to genocide, crimes against humanity and war crimes. The genocide is ongoing. From the day of the attack on Sinjar until today, ISIS has permanently sought to erase the Yazidis through killing, sexual slavery, enslavement, torture and inhuman and degrading treatment and forcible transfer, causing serious bodily and mental harm.
Evidence gathered from interviews with survivors highlights dreadful abuse at the hands of ISIS or ISIL. Women described being sold at markets to fighters, often several times over. The victims include girls as young as nine. In the Commission of Inquiry report, ISIL members are said to hold online slave auctions. Young boys are allowed to stay with their mothers, but not for long. At around age 12, they're taken away for military training and forced to fight in offensives in Syria. Before now, UN investigators mandated by the Human Rights Council in Geneva have published evidence of crimes against humanity and war crimes. This time, the evidence includes a third count, that of genocide. Carla Del Ponte, who's also a member of the Commission of Inquiry and former chief prosecutor of the UN's Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal, said she believed that there is now ample evidence to prosecute those responsible.
I can tell you that as former prosecutor, I would be happy to be able to prepare an indictment because we were able to collect enough evidences, and of course we regard that as a roadmap for prosecution, for future prosecution, and I hope that the Security Council will do it because it is time now to start to obtain justice for the victims.
The UN report indicates that thousands of Yazidi men and boys are missing. Among its recommendations is a call for access to mass grave sites in Iraq to preserve evidence of ISIL crimes. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.